Once decimated, the elk herd was reintroduced to its native Wisconsin in the Clam Lake area of the Northwest in 1995. This year's crop of 36 young calves may be a sign the elk can survive once again.
Very active and feisty calves, which is a good indication that these animals will be vigorous and will grow fast and be able to make it through the rigors of this coming winter.
Lane Stowell is an elk biologist with the DNR. He says there was some concern after the population declined for 2 years.
Some of the feeding and baiting activities that were going on in the area were increasing some problems with parasite loads and then also luring elk into areas where they were at higher risk of being hit by a vehicle or falling through thin ice during spring thaw.
But after the DNR pointed that out, local residents changed their ways and improved the elk's chances of surviving.
Because the locals in that area are, truly love their elk and are very supportive of the elk, they've voluntarily have stopped that.
Stowell says the population goal is to have 1,400 elk living in an 1,100 square mile area of the state.
That's not likely to occur in my lifetime, but certainly for our children and our grandchildren, things are looking brighter for a future of elk here in Wisconsin.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.